There was also quite a fuss about the new CD by Jeff Tweedy and his band Wilco. Many of the songs on the album are more reminiscent of, say, Strawberry Fields Forever than your typical folk or pop CD. Wilco's record label wouldn't release the album, so the group got the rights to distribute the music on their own. They started on the internet, and eventually a different label agreed to put out the recording. The new CD is called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Songwriter Jeff Tweedy says he worked with producer Jim O'Rourke to take apart familiar song structures and make new music out of the pieces.
I think a lot of the way things came out on the record is, I don't know, out of necessity to want to be able to do more than just a folk song, to have each verse sound like a different band played it.
So did you start by sitting down with the guitar and coming up with this tune? I mean, is that the skeleton of the song?
Yeah, that's the skeleton of the song. That's really the framework of almost all the songs. I like the idea that all the songs have a really firm foundation, whether or not the foundation is even left as a part of the song. This is all just randomness that was shaped just from layers and layers of performances. Basically, what you hear when you hear that sort of pulsing, what sounds like a drum loop, that's, I think, in the end, that's the only thing that was left. That's what I probably sang to.
Oh, really?
It's just the, yeah. There was a different drum performance on it originally, and that was played to the pulse. And that went away, we tried to use something more staccato, something that would shake up the idea of it being like a 4-4 pulse, you know, which is that drum pattern that Glenn's playing throughout most of the song.
Can you imagine a song like this in your head before you go into the studio, or is this something that you just have to kind of create, you know, as you layer things one on top of another?
I don't know if I like things that are fully realized in that way. I'm more excited by something that evolves and the collaboration over time with as a listener. And then it just starts becoming shaped. Basically, it's a very, very similar process to sculpture, I think.
Mm-hmm. How do you know when it's done?
When it's paced like a movie, when it feels like from the beginning to the end, there's nothing that doesn't need to be there.
I understand you have a fascination with shortwave radio, and certainly there's a lot of hints in this album. First of all, the title, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, is part of the phonetic radio code, and Wilco is a radio term, right?
It is, will comply.
And a lot of the sounds you hear on the record seem to come out of that kind of pulsing sound that you get from shortwave radios. What's your fascination with shortwave?
I got interested in numbers stations in particular a few years ago. They're radio transmissions that I guess have been going on since the beginning of the Cold War for intelligence. The mystery of it, the conspiracy theory, the politics of it, I mean, it's all fascinating. I like it the same way I like a lot of Stephen Reich stuff, a lot of like minimalist composers and things like that is evocative to me. I guess I've also kind of fascinated with it as something that parallels the way I feel about communicating in a rock band. You know, its lyrics are very malleable in their meanings, and you put them on pieces of plastic and you send them out there and hope people find them.
So you're sending out this code, and there's someone else out there deciphering it and maybe getting more out of it than you intended.
I think that's the whole idea of rock music. I think the world made something a lot more profound out of Elvis Presley than he would have ever intended. You know, I think that's the way it's worked for a long time.
We had a musician that we talked to recently who described himself as sort of a conduit for music, that, you know, the music was out there in the air and it kind of passed through him and his instrument and came out.
People really want to believe that they have some control over how they create. And while I probably wouldn't go so far as to describe myself as a conduit, I embrace the notion that it comes from somewhere else and that I can't take a lot of responsibility for it. I think it's liberating to acknowledge that.
Your original record company refused to release this album, and then you managed to get the rights back, and Nonesuch did release it. Did it surprise you that your old record company didn't accept it?
Our relationships with them had, become more and more distant over the preceding years.
They were looking for something else from you, apparently.
I don't really think they were looking at us. I don't know if they were looking for something different. I just think that they had reacted like it was Metal Machine music, and we felt like we had handed them a Herman's Hermits record, you know, by the end of it. It just felt like a pop record.
But it was accessible. It was totally accessible when you got done with it.
Yeah, we were confident that it was, like bubblegum.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
It was nice talking to you.
Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco. The album is titled Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Well, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer.
For more on Wilco and Uncle Tupelo, and to hear more music from both bands, visit our website, npr.org.
Shiny, shiny pants and bleed.